Well, the wheelie bins are a source of national pride, with many Australians embracing the urgent need to recycle waste. But we don't recycle or reuse everything that we should. And if your recycling is contaminated with things like plastics or broken glass, it's likely to end up in landfill anyway. Nina Larson was working as a barista when she decided to do something about it, from diverting used coffee grounds to local gardens to rethinking household bins and apartment living. Nina is the founder of ReGround, a circular economy social enterprise, and joins me now. Nina, welcome to Changing Australia on Radio National Breakfast.
Thank you so much, Sally. Thanks for having me.
Now, let's go back. You moved from Denmark to Australia, and as many do, you found yourself in a cafe. What was the waste problem that you saw?
Okay, well, I came to Australia in 2012 and I started working as a barista. And yeah, at the cafe I was working at, we had a landfill bin and we had a recycling bin. So all the coffee that I was producing as a barista every day was going straight to landfill, where it emits methane gas, which is really, really bad.
And what drove you to try and come up with some kind of solution?
So my work in Denmark prior to coming to Australia was in climate change and climate action. So recognizing that I was contributing to the problem was really the one thing that did it for me. I was just producing so much of this coffee grounds and I just felt that there might be a better solution for it. So I started researching, started connecting with gardeners that might have a use for it. And that was really the beginning of the ReGround model. So just seeing the problem and then, you know, putting my hand up to fix it, that was how it all came about.
So what have you been doing with these coffee grounds?
So over the past 11 years, we have been taking coffee from cafes and giving them directly to people living at home, having busy gardens, or to community gardens. So we've collected over 2 million kilos of ground coffee, and all of that has gone into community, and it's a free service to them. And it's really a beautiful way to connect with people in the neighbourhoods and bringing them out of their homes into their gardens and talking about climate change.
What sort of reaction do you get from cafes when you put forward this idea?
I think, you know, we have a wave of like really progressive hospitality businesses that really care about coffee, from where they source their beans all the way to how they brew it. But the story around where does the coffee end up ultimately has not been something that we've been talking about sort of in mainstream hospitality. And now we are. So we have been lucky to be surrounded by so many progressive operators that have taken it on over the past 11 years. And now we really need to bring it into the system, because that's what we ultimately want to achieve, is systems change for this.
So what's the scale of ReGround now?
ReGround has been operating out of Melbourne for the past decade. And today we are actually launching our Sydney operations. We're rolling out in Sydney and working with more than 135 cafes. And we're going to aim to divert 200,000 kilos of coffee grounds over the next 18 months. So, yeah, it's very fun to do this expansion, because it's definitely a model that's not just everywhere. So it takes a community to really bring it out to the people.
Does it change much of the day-to-day operation of cafes to become involved?
No, absolutely not. So that was one of the beautiful things about how it came about, because I was a barista, I was really designing it for myself. So I was considering the workflow of, you know, how a barista disposes of coffee using a landfill bin, which is just in a plastic bag, and then carrying that into a landfill bin. So the design of ReGround has just been using a knock box straight into a ReGround bin. It's actually much easier. It's also better for like OH&S. So I think it's been designed with a barista and with the operations of a busy cafe in mind.
You're listening to Changing Australia on Radio National Breakfast, and I'm speaking to recycling and reuse advocate Nina Larson. Apartment living can be a particular challenge for recycling. You've been working with councils on this, Nina. What have you set out to do?
Yeah. So over the last decade, as I said, we've been doing coffee and then we got into soft plastics because we're doing waste audits. And around 2017, we did waste audits in apartments. And then we just discovered how many resources we're just losing to landfill every single day. So we started workshopping solutions for these particular contexts. And I think it's in a unique sort of community because you have a lot of people living in you know, a small space and sharing bins. But there's a real opportunity here to essentially recover a lot of resources and create new, better products and really reestablish a new economy here in Australia with those waste resources. So, yeah.
And was it difficult to get people on board for what you're proposing for apartment living?
I feel like it is mirroring reground 10 years ago because we're talking about systems change. We actually need to get people to see the problem. So we see it because we dig through bins and we obviously look at all the data. But getting people that, like everyday people, to engage with the waste system, not just this out of sight, out of mind mentality, is the hard bit. And changing the system requires us all to really care, but also really good infrastructure in place. And that is a real facilitation piece. So we have a lot of different, we work with councils. We have to work with state government. There's regulations that we have to tweak as well. And then it's obviously the people that are living in these places. So yeah, it's a big piece, but that's what we are here to do as a social enterprise. We're really working on turning waste into a resource and creating waste-free communities, and we can only do that together. So yeah, we're seeing the problem and really slowly working towards building it into the system.
Is transparency an issue in the waste industry?
Massive issue. I think this is one of the things when we say awareness, it's about, you know, we're not democratizing the impact we're having, our day-to-day, like our daily lives. We're putting things in bins and we don't actually know what happens. If people knew where waste was going to, if their waste contractors were transparent in that conversation, there would be more action to actually diverting from landfill. So I think it's an old sector. It's some large organizations that are sitting on this market, and we're really needing to change the culture around how we service people, our communities, because they deserve better.
Listeners will remember when REDcycle collapsed a few years ago, the company collected soft plastics from big supermarkets, which we thought were being recycled, but they're actually being stored. Is soft plastics recycling viable at big scale?
I think that's a very, very interesting conversation, because the thing is, things are not black and white. It's not a binary world we live in. Soft plastics recycling is absolutely viable, but what happened with REDcycle was a large degree of overpromising and under-delivering, and then not bringing people along on this journey of what is the recycling sector facing of issues. And I think what we saw with REDcycle is this, when we have a lack of transparency and people then sort of get the truth that things are bales of plastics are sitting in warehouses, then we have apathy, right? We sort of lose hope. So yes, the sector is growing. The market for soft plastics recycling is growing in Australia, but it is a journey. It's slow. It's building slowly, and it has to sort of build slowly, because otherwise it's not sustainable long term. And I think the biggest thing here is that we engage in the conversation and that the sector proactively communicates back to people, so they're taking on with we're bringing people along that journey.
Nina Larson, now thank you so much for being my guest this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Nina Larson is the founder of the group called Reground.